Tonight on the Worldview Report, Congress has finally chosen a new Speaker of the House. He is a two-term Republican from Louisiana, and we will introduce him to you with some details. House Republicans are seeking answers on how advanced U.S.-made firearms ended up in the possession of the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. A report out of Moscow about President Putin suffering a debilitating heart attack proved to be just another case of fake news about the leader's health. A federal judge has ruled New York state government leaders overstepped their bounds in opposing a gun ban. And kids in Oregon no longer need to learn how to read or write in order to graduate from high school. And we'll take a look at why travelers are likely to be among the first to be targeted for a worldwide commercial deployment of facial recognition software and other biometric digital ID systems. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Conservative lawmaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana has been elected Speaker of the House. Johnson seemed to come out of nowhere to walk away with the speakership. Trump noted that non-swamp Johnson is, quote, respected by all, and that's what we need, end quote. He went on to say, quote, he's popular, smart, sharp, end quote. Trump said ahead of the floor vote Tuesday these facts about Mr. Johnson. Quote, I think he's going to be a fantastic speaker, end quote. Johnson has been in politics since 2015 when he was elected to the state house where he stayed until 2017. The son of a firefighter, Johnson was elected to Congress in 2016 and serves on the House Judiciary and Armed Services Committee. Johnson is in his second term as vice chairman of the House Republican Conference. The Louisiana Republican previously served one term as the influential Republican Study Committee chairman. Johnson is an ally of President Trump and defended him during the Democrat-led House impeachment hearings. He also filed an amicus brief co-signed by 100 House Republicans to support Texas litigation, seeking to overturn the 2020 election results in four states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. He was the chairman of the Conservative Republican Study Committee at the time. Johnson, well, he posted on Twitter, now known as X, on December 9th, 2020, quote, President Trump called me this morning to let me know how much he appreciates the amicus brief we are filing on behalf of members of Congress. Indeed, this is the big one, end quote. The lawsuit, filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, well, they tried to buy more time with the Supreme Court to allow investigations of purported voter issues. They needed those to continue before the final electoral vote in the four swing states. But sadly, the Supreme Court rejected the lawsuit. On several other issues, Johnson, he has aligned himself with the most conservative lawmakers in the caucus. Last month, he voted against H.R. 5692, which was the Ukraine Security Assistance and Oversight Supplemental Appropriations Act, which was passed. The bill appropriates federal dollars to assist Ukraine's military in its defense against Russia and establishes an inspector general's office to oversee the aid. He also opposed the temporary spending measure known as a continuing resolution, aligning with 90 other House Republicans at the September 30th deadline. He also supported measures to bolster border security within the continuing resolution, which aimed to restrict eligibility for asylum seekers. The bill did not garner enough supports to pass. In June, Johnson voted in favor of a resolution calling for the impeachment of President Joe Biden. Prior to Congress, Johnson worked as a lawyer and was the senior spokesperson for the conservative Christian legal advocacy group known as Alliance Defending Freedom. Not surprisingly, the chief Democrat and corporate media complaint about Johnson is that he is pro-life and pro-election integrity, the latter of which House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat from New York, a 2016 election denier, well, he made sure to take a shot at this fact before handing the gavel over to Johnson on Wednesday. Jeffries stated, quote, "Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election. He's doing a great job under difficult circumstances. And no amount of election denialism will ever change that reality," end quote. But the Democrats, they're going to have a hard time painting Johnson as an extremist. That's according to a CNN left-wing political analyst, Gloria Borger. This is what she had to say. Watch this.
No, I think he is a person who's hard to demonize. You know, it's very easy to demonize somebody like a Jim Jordan, who's a firebrand. He's out there, he's fighting, and then Donald Trump can demonize an Emmer because he didn't believe the election was rigged. But you have this kind of, I don't want to use the word milquetoast, that's not quite the right word. He's a serious person who is not prone to getting in big, huge fights with people. He is known as a listener, I was told. He is hugely conservative, but he doesn't wear it on his sleeve all the time. So he can get along with moderates and listen to them. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Ukraine aid, for example. But, you know, he's not the devil incarnate.
The Epoch Times reports that several House Oversight Committee Republicans are demanding answers from the Pentagon about what's being done to make sure American-made weapons do not end up in the wrong hands. They are citing reports that advanced U.S.-made firearms have ended up in the possession of the Hamas terrorist group in Gaza. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, in an October 23rd letter to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, wrote, quote, "The committee has seen reports that U.S. manufactured weapons are being redistributed and resold in secondary markets to terrorist organizations, including Hamas," end quote. Comer and Green, they both cited a series of media reports indicating that American-made weapons were being diverted and ended up in the hands of terrorists. One source of these U.S.-made weapons is reportedly the roughly $7 billion stockpile left behind in the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Another is related to the arms that the United States is providing to Ukraine amid its war with Russia. But they are being diverted to the Middle East instead by, well, various actors, including gun-smuggling criminal groups. The two lawmakers wrote, quote, "The potential possession of U.S. weapons by terrorists is alarming in light of the terrorist group's recent horrific attack on Israel," end quote. The attack by Hamas operatives, we all know, sadly killed 1,400 Israelis, and most of them were civilians, and many of them were children. It was done in a barbaric manner. In their letter, they demanded a staff briefing from the Pentagon by the end of October on what procedures the Department of Defense has in place, quote, "for preventing, addressing, and mitigating weapon diversion abroad," end quote. Things aren't going very well for the Biden regime in Ukraine. Russia has released images of U.S. and German-made heavy artillery seized on the front line in Ukraine, describing the vehicles as trophies. The report comes from the Daily Express, a British news outlet known for putting out pro-Ukrainian Western propaganda, which makes it all the more remarkable. In a taunt to Kiev's allies in the West, the Russian Defense Ministry detailed how the equipment, Leopard 2 tanks, and Bradley fighting vehicles were captured during a battle in the Flashpoint region of Zaporizhia. Alongside a short clip, the ministry said in a statement, quote, Leopard tanks and Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, these are our trophies, end quote. It comes less than 2 weeks after Biden announced a new $300 million military aid package to Ukraine, which includes sophisticated weaponry, such as drones, to allow strikes from long ranges. Zaporizhia is home to the largest nuclear plant in Europe, which is currently under the control of the Kremlin. Military analysts believe it is the key area for Zelensky's troop to reclaim in the weeks ahead. It is around 200 kilometers from another flashpoint of the counterattack in eastern Donetsk. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's MyStore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Welcome back from the break. Before we continue, let me thank you for your support. We are a viewer-supported broadcast. We have many different outlets to pick up this broadcast. VCY America, of course, our channel, worldviewtube.com, Frank Speech, Lindell TV, Band.Video, Brighteon, and others. So thank you to all of you that sponsor us because we push this broadcast out to all of them for free. And then, of course, at my channel, worldviewtube.com, it's pushed out to all of you for free. And we pay for the bandwidth and the producers. It takes a team of seven of us, about 15 man hours a day, to put it all together. If you appreciate what we're doing, not only with the Worldview Report, but also with Brandon House Live, Worldview Weekend Hour, Worldview Radio, all of these shows, the Worldview Financial Report, Worldview Report Sunday, I could go on and on. Several shows we produce from this studio, from this desk, and we push them all out for free. So how do you pay for all that when television is so expensive? Well, in part through our foundation. WVW Foundation exists to produce and distribute programming to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, and then know how we are to respond according to, well, God's word. If you appreciate that fact, that we're a news and information outlet from a Christian worldview perspective, we appreciate your support. We need it now more than ever. We're producing more shows than ever. Our budgets are quite large and growing as we produce more and more shows. We're also growing in viewership, which means we're burning more bandwidth costs. The more people to view, the higher our bill goes each and every month. So thank you for your support at WVWFoundation.com. WVW Foundation. com. You also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors, so please consider signing up for an automatic monthly contribution at WVWFoundation.com. Also, please mark your calendar now for December 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. We'll have a two-day live event. Annie Cyrus will be in studio along with Leo Holman, and we're going to celebrate our 30 years of Worldview Weekend. I founded Worldview Weekend in February of 1993, and since we've held our Worldview Weekend Biblical Worldview Conference in 300 locations throughout America. We're going to celebrate 30 years by bringing you, for the very first time, some of the keynote presentations that were just filmed at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We're not releasing them to anybody until December 2nd and 3rd. You'll hear a keynote address by General Michael Flynn, as well as Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Dr. Peter McCullough, and others. So please, mark your calendar now and look forward to joining us on Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd, as we celebrate 30 years of Worldview Weekend and this media division, which was birthed in 2006. We'll see you then at worldviewtube.com. But again, in the meantime, please consider supporting us at WVWFoundation.com. The Kremlin dismissed rumors about President Vladimir Putin's health on Tuesday, claiming he was healthy and well. That's what Reuters reported. In a routine call with reporters, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov also disputed the president's use of body doubles, calling it an absurd hoax. Reporters questioned the press reporter on Putin's health after an unsourced story by a Russian Telegram channel, which was picked up by several Western media in the U.S. and U.K. and reported that the president had suffered a heart attack on Sunday night. Numerous reports cited the Telegram channel, General SVR, that's claiming that Vladimir Putin's security agents saw him lying on his bedroom floor about 9 p.m. It stated, quote, at about 21:05 Moscow time, security officers of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who were on duty at the residence, heard noise and sounds of falling coming from the president's bedroom. Two security officers immediately followed into the president's bedroom and saw Putin lying on the floor next to the bed and an overturned table with food and drinks, end quote. He continued with the false propaganda, stating, quote, when the president fell, he hit the table and dishes and knocked them onto the floor. Putin convulsively arched while lying on the floor, rolling his eyes. The doctors who were on duty at the residence and located in one of the adjacent rooms were immediately called, end quote. Biometric Update reports that travelers are likely to be among the first to experience the mass worldwide commercial deployment of facial recognition software. With a steady stream of new adoptions at airports, cruise lines, and amusement parks, despite lingering concerns about privacy, Times highlights facial recognition systems in use at Miami Airport, on Carnival cruise ships, and at the theme parks on Dubai's Yas Island. Condé Nast Traveler writes that, quote, biometric technology is replacing the need for passports at the world's most modern airports, end quote, pointing to Singapore's largest airport, which will be the first international hub to ditch passports when it implements automated biometric checks at immigration, bag drop, and other touch points next year. The same article cites a paper from the consulting firm Oliver Wyman, which claims that by 2030, many airports will have walk-through contactless immigration based on the Singapore model. Evidence supports that claim. PAX International reports that Munich Airport recently implemented biometric e-gates that use facial recognition screening for secure ID control in its terminal number 2. According to Vietnam Plus, in November, Vietnam will implement a biometric authentication system across all airports nationwide. Airline Economics reports that Lufthansa will soon offer biometric access to its lounge at Berlin Airport. And in the U.S., Kansas City International Airport, they are debuting global entry facial recognition for returning international passengers. That's according to a report by KMBC News. And the UN-run International Civilian Aviation Organization, well, they're working on a universal digital identity that can be used with airport facial scans globally. In another legal blow to progressive Marxist Democrats, a federal judge has ruled New York state government leaders overstepped their bounds in imposing a gun ban. U.S. District Judge John Cronin ruled the city's new law that denies a gun license to applicants who are not, quote, of good moral character, end quote, is unconstitutional. Judge Cronin, who is a Trump appointee, found that the magnitude of discretion, well, it opens the door for arbitrary decisions and is thus unconstitutional under both the Second and 14th Amendments. An excerpt from the ruling reads, quote, the constitutional infirmities identified herein lie not in the city's decision to impose requirements for the possession of handguns, rifles, and shotguns. Rather, the provisions fail to pass constitutional muster because of the magnitude of discretion afforded to city officials in denying an individual their constitutional right to keep and bear arms, and because of defendants' failure to show that such unabridged discretion has any grounding in our nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation, end quote. Gun advocates hailed the ruling, of course. City officials, well, they have until October 2026 to file an appeal. The case was brought by Joseph Serrar, who sued the city after his firearm application was denied due to a, quote, derogatory driving record, end quote. Licensing officials, well, they argued that his driving record evidenced, quote, poor moral judgment and an unwillingness to abide by the law, end quote. Folks, this is what you call social credit scores. That's what we've been warning about for some time. Last week, the Oregon State Board of Education decided in a unanimous vote that high school students should no longer be required to pass basic reading, writing, and math courses in order to graduate and receive a diploma. Many Oregonians and opponents to this legislation had voiced their opinions that this could not be allowed to continue, and doing so, well, it marred the value of a diploma from the state. But proponents didn't see it that way, and the entire board voted to dramatically ease the requirements to obtain a high school diploma. According to leaders there in the state of Oregon, the Department of Education and members of the state school board said requiring all students to pass one of several standardized tests or create an in-depth assignment their teacher judged as meeting state standards was harmful. It was a harmful hurdle for historically marginalized students, a misuse of state tests, and did not translate to meaningful improvements in students' post-high school success. Students of color, students learning English as a second language, and students with disabilities, well, they ended up having to take intensive senior year writing and math classes to prove they deserved a diploma. Well, folks claimed that that denied those students the opportunity to take an elective. That's what they argued, despite the lack of evidence that the extra academic work helped them in the workplace or even at college. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Our subject tonight, gun control. In June of 2022, Ohio became the 23rd state in the nation to adopt a permitless carry law, also called constitutional carry. This law, well, it allows legal gun owners to both keep and bear arms without having to obtain first a government permission slip. At the time, gun control activists, anti-gun politicians, and the liberal media blasted the move and declared, well, it would make the state a much more dangerous place. State Representative Allison Russo, she even claimed that, quote, Republicans have made it crystal clear that they value the approval of the gun lobby more than the lives of Ohioans and the police officers who protect our communities every day, end quote. This is the same MO used in every state whenever anyone talks about relaxing gun laws and letting Americans actually exercise their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Well, Alison Russo and others like her have now been proven to be agents of disinformation. Thankfully, voters in Ohio, like the other 22 states that have adopted constitutional carry, they did not believe the propaganda, not for 1 minute. The FBI's crime statistics for 2022, well, they now publicly are available, and they show that Ohio did not become a more dangerous place because of permitless carry. Overall, in fact, violent crimes last year were down in Ohio and in the U.S., with Ohio seeing a 7.5% decrease from 2021, and the U.S. reporting a 1.63% decrease. Last year, Ohio and the U.S., well, they both saw a drop in homicides after, well, what were increases in 2020 and 2021. Ohio had 6.1 homicides per 100,000 people last year, compared to 7.5 and 7 in 2021 and 2020, respectively. And that's according to data from the FBI. Nationally, there were 6.5 homicides per 100,000 people in 2020 and 6.8 in 2021, compared to 6.3 in 2022. The reason for these stats, it's obvious. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And people, well, they have been in the business of killing, well, ever since the dawn of time, really. Guns, they do not need to be regulated any more than steak knives, baseball bats, or sharp lead pencils. What's really going on here, folks, is an effort to give the government a monopoly on firearms, making you dependent for your protection and your very life on the police, while removing a crucial check on the power of government. And folks, history shows us that never, ever ends well. It is not a good idea, and it has never been a good idea. So, thankfully, many are now able to practice their constitutional right to keep and bear arms without a government permission slip. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You've already heard that one way you can support us is by going to WVWFoundation.com. Another way you can support us and get great products for your family is by going to MyPillow.com. When you do, please use the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. We have some big sales over there right now. In fact, if you go to MyPillow.com, scroll down the page until you see the picture of Mike Lindell wearing a pair of headphones sitting in front of a microphone. Click on that picture, and it will open up the radio and podcast specials. And there you'll find another $10 off slippers. You'll also find an amazing sale on the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets while supplies last. It's a flash sale. You'll also there find an 80% off special banner. So that's a little back door to get some big savings. MyPillow.com. Scroll down the page. Do you see the picture of Mike Lindell again wearing a pair of headphones sitting in front of a microphone? Click that image. It'll open up the radio podcast specials. And boy, are there some specials in there. So check it out. But please use the promo code B66 so you get savings, we get credit, everybody wins. It helps to fund this program and many more. Another way you can support us and support your family's health is by going to twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. That is where you'll find information on the wellness company's emergency medical kit that includes vital medications like ivermectin, amoxicillin, and other antibiotics. Folks, you're getting a real prescription here from this group of doctors. I have four of these kits for my family. Why? Because if there is an interruption in just-in-time services or medications, I don't want someone getting sick and turning, well, into the danger territory because I can't get them the drugs they need, the antibiotics they need. So I like to have some of these things on hand. You can do the same as my family has done by going to twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. Then, of course, you can go to wvwtvstore.com. wvwtvstore.com. There, you'll find emergency freeze-dried food of all kinds and emergency supplies. wvwtvstore.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.